Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Asacker is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, 14 years he's been hanging out with us, the author of Opportunity Screams, The Business of Belief. Tom, which one's the most recent one? I always forget. I know which one. I know the original ones. I've forgotten which one's the new one.
Yes, the Business of Belief. If you go to thebusinessofbelief.com, you'll find that in the other
book. All right. Asacker is how you spell his last name if you're Googling him. So check all that out. And, Tom, we're talking about what you said. You told us that we have three minds. We have one brain, but three minds. We have feeling. We have a feeling mind, which is subliminal, subconscious, hair trigger, fires oftentimes before we even realize that we've made a decision. And then there's a thinking mind, which is also the conscious mind. We talked about that. What's the third one?
The third one is a combination of those two.
Wow.
And I call it the believing mind. So once your feeling mind is attracted to something, and then you start digging with your conscious mind into information, you create a third mind, which is really the most powerful one, mm-hmm. which is whether or not you believe in this. You know, we talked offline about politics, mm-hmm. and that's all about the believing mind. It has a certain feeling about the way things should be. It then looks for information to validate that that's the way things should be.
Right.
And then it creates this belief.
When believing evolves, you make judgments, you make allowances, you compromise, say, okay, I don't love that color, but I like the price. That's where those things happen, right?
Jim, it's a very strange and powerful mixture of those two things, the feeling and the thinking mind. But the most important thing to understand is that the feeling mind is in control.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people don't get, that the feeling mind is in control. They think the thinking mind is in control. In other words, I can overwhelm people's feelings
mm-hmm.
by giving them more information, more data, more mm-hmm. arguments. I met with an entrepreneur last night, and he's struggling like hell. He says, I can't get the right messaging out to make a connection with people. And I looked at some of the things he was doing. I said, well, look, you're overwhelming these people with information. How do you even know that what you're doing and the way you're saying it is what they really desire?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what triggers their feeling mind. Until you understand that, I mean, look, it's warm weather. We're walking outside. We're walking by an ice cream shop. Do we grab a cone? Now, that sounds like the simplest thing in the world, but it's mm-hmm. really complex. It depends on our feelings. What's our desire? Is our desire for something cold?
So how do we address this, Tom? How do we get in front of this? Because it almost sounds like we're without weapons. We're without ammunition. Defenseless.
No. So what you have to do, number one, is you have to make sure that everything that you're sending out, every message, every piece of information, every sign, everything. The way your establishment looks has to be aesthetically pleasing and appealing to try to draw people in,
especially,
to grab them.
Especially to your profile customer.
Only to them. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care if somebody that hates ice cream is looking at this beautiful dripping sign of a cone that I put outside.
Right, right.
I don't care that it doesn't appeal to this guy because mm-hmm. he doesn't want it to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we create something that appeals to those people that have this latent desire? We want to stimulate that desire so that we have them come check us out. Now they come check us out. Now give them all of the backup information that feeling mind wants to tell them it's okay to buy this thing. It's okay to shop here. You're making the right decision. You're the right kind of person by doing this. Appeal to their identity. Make them feel good about themselves. It's amazing to me that people don't understand how this game works of the mind. You know, we interact with people.
Here's how to do it wrong. Let's say you've been doing this. You've lurched uncontrollably to doing exactly what you said. You got business. Everything's going great, and all of a sudden you decide, wait a minute. You know, the world is changing. I probably need to spiff up my operation. I need to change the way we look here. And you change it, and you make it look more like what your new designer thinks it should be, who's a different kind of a person from your customers, different generation. And all of a sudden, you got maybe you were appealing to the to an older generation who were paying your freight, and you spiff it up to make it look good for the younger generation, and you lose all your older folks.
Exactly.
Because you didn't know what Tom has been telling you.
That's right. You didn't know what was driving that feeling mind. Haven't you seen restaurants do that?
Haven't you seen restaurants?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. I see people changing their names and logos for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's why? What is giving you an indication that that needs to change?
And the best way to find out what your customers are feeling is to talk to them and see what they say, right?
Yeah, if you can walk in their shoes, you'll understand. You can see what they see.
Mm-hmm.
If you distance from them, then you don't have a clue as to what's turning them on and turning them off.
TheBusinessOfBelief.com, right, Tom?
That's it.
All right. Tom Asacker, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back
soon.
Thank
you, Jim.
Tom Asacker, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.